Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
This episode of Claim Your Excellent Life is, how do I find a mate worthy of my love and respect? The question that you must ask yourself first is, am I the type of person that I would want to date? Because really, what business do you have asking somebody to be your mate if you're unwilling or incapable of giving love and respect? What I mean by this is, do you love yourself? Do you act in a way where you're taking good care of yourself? Are you healthy? Are you doing those things that are necessary to have a good mind? And do you have a spiritual practice that keeps you grounded and alive? Are you involved in things that are bigger than you, that are fulfilling to you? Because until unless you do that for yourself, you're going to find it very difficult to find somebody who is worthy of you. I mean, think about it this way. If you're out there in the world and you're feeling empty, and if somebody needs to fill you up because there's some aspect of your life that's not working for you, ask yourself why they would bother. And yes, I know it is about caring and sharing for the people that you care about. Hey, I'm the last person in the world who is unwilling to not ask for the things that I need in life. People help me out all the time, even when I don't ask them. I feel loved and blessed for them, being there in my life in that way. However, that's not really what I'm talking about here. What I'm talking about here is where you have a hole in your soul, where you feel like you're not whole and complete unless there's somebody there to call your partner, where you're unable to fill your own time doing those things that you enjoy doing, where you're looking for somebody to just complete you. Because this is the thing. No one can complete you but you. I would suggest that you look inside yourself and ask yourself, what are those areas of my life where I feel I'm missing something? Do I need to get my health in order? Do I need to get my finances in order? Do I have to get my attitude in order? Maybe I'm angry and upset about something that happened to me years ago. Or maybe I'm just sad and feeling lost and depressed. And get those things taken care of first. And then, when you have the attitude where you can be present in a relationship, then you're going to attract the people that are worthy of your time, your love, and your respect. Because if you go looking for somebody before those things are taken care of, most likely what you're going to find yourself attracting is somebody who wants to be your savior. Let me tell you a little bit about how that savior mentality goes. This is a person who comes into your life and will do anything for you. That is, anything that they feel you need or require. And they may be a bit condescending to you because, you know, you can't operate without them because, you know, they're there to save you. And frankly, that's not a respectful relationship. Respectful relationship is where you're equals, where there's respect, care, and concern shared, but where neither is better than the other. One might have their up times while the other has their down times, and the other one might have their down times while the other one has their up times, and that's okay, because life is full of hills and valleys, of emotion. However, it's quite different if you are a person who is carrying around a lot of emotional baggage from relationships previous to the current relationship. These things need to be cleared and dealt with. Second of all, it really isn't up to somebody else to carry you in any way, shape, or form. Trust me, I understand this stronger than a lot of people because, you know, being self-employed and dealing with the realities of making the bills, well, it hasn't been a fun ride, frankly, since my divorce. However, the bottom line is that it's really up to me, as it's up to you, to be able to take care of yourself in this manner as well. It's no one else's responsibility. It really, truly isn't. And then I would also have to say that if you have any kind of drug addiction, alcoholism, eating disorder, anything like this, really these things need to be taken care of before you get into any kind of relationship. Because again, you don't want to be in a relationship where someone feels like they have to take care of you because you can't take care of yourself. It puts you into the situation where you are the child and they are the adult, and resentment will build, especially if you get your life together and they're no longer needed, quote unquote. This becomes a problem, a very big problem. Or maybe you stay the needy one and they stay taking care of you and there's no growth. And frankly, relationships are always there to show our shadow selves. What I mean by shadow selves are the part of ourselves that we need to work on. Primary relationships show this deeper and better than any other relationship you're ever going to have. So before you get involved, get those shadow parts of yourself taken care of, and then maybe it won't be as drastic when you get into a relationship where you need to clean that stuff up. Finally, you want to have a life that is fun, a life that's fulfilling, a life where you feel like every day is a new adventure. And that doesn't mean that you're not going to have some difficult times here and there. We all do. But what it does mean is that you're grounded, you're happy, you're optimistic, because your life is, well, feeling pretty good. And the challenges that you face, well, you can overcome them because you have relationships in your life that work for you. And you work for the relationships of those who are in your life as well. These are very, very important items to keep in the back of your mind when you're on the dating scene. Because I'm going to tell you, especially if you're an older person, as I am now, 52 years old, that a lot of people out there at this age have a lot of burdens. They might have old relationships that were not healed. They might have old emotional traumas from their youth that aren't healed. They may have children. Hopefully their children are healthy, well functioning, and doing well. But in many cases, children are not doing so well and are giving their parents many challenges as well. And you really don't want to bring on more frustrations, aggravations. When you get involved with another person, what you want is to start your relationship from a point of view of feeling good about being in that relationship, having that person want to spend time with you, enjoying the time that you spend together, and spending that time doing fun things, educational things, things that build up the self, build up the relationship, and have you feeling great about being with one another. Because without that, your relationship is not going to be so good. I'm going to tell a little story about a friend of mine who I'm really close to. I really love this woman from the bottom of my heart. Here's a woman who got married to a gentleman who she met in the armed services when she was quite young. They got married and they had two children. He was an alcoholic, left, and she was left to raise these two children on her own. She worked her butt off for many, many, many years. And because of the traumas that she had in her childhood, it made it really difficult raising her children to some degree. But she always was working on herself, both getting the psychological help that she needed through the years, as well as continuing her schooling. It took her 7 years to get her bachelor's degree in writing, and took another 2.5 years, I think, for her to get her master's degree in writing. And she really worked her butt off in so many ways. But she was always upset about the fact that she wasn't the perfect mother because she wasn't really old enough to have the kids. She wasn't together enough to have her kids. And yet, Her oldest daughter is now an attorney, doing really quite well. And the son, well, he's had it a little bit more challenging, most likely because the father left. And he didn't really have a good role model there, obviously. But my point to you is this. For many, many years, she dated a gentleman who was really helping her in her writing world. He is a professor of writing. And he has some very difficult challenges of his own, growing up and dealing with his adult life. And they would get together, and she'd always be feeling like really bad after she talked to him. Because even though he wanted to be supportive of her writing career, he wasn't supportive of her as a person. He just really didn't have it in him because he had so many emotional needs of his own and he could never really understand her perspective. Well, you know, I hadn't seen her in a few months. She had moved out of the area. And I happened to be going to a seminar in the same city she was or is currently living in. And she was kind enough to pick me up at the airport and we spoke together. And you know, she's newly engaged to a new man that's come into her life. And they never argue. They love being with one another. They share so many things in common. And it's a sheer joy for them to be together. And the relationship is still relatively new, so we could consider it honeymoon. But there's a whole different dynamic here. He listens to her. He validates her feelings. She validates and listens to his feelings. And they don't have to argue about things because they talk things through. This is a mature, respectful relationship. So different than the neediness and the anger and hostility that she was receiving from the other gentleman, who she dated for over a decade, who was there in certain ways while she was raising her kids, but really was more damaging to her emotionally in many ways than helpful. And now, because she has this other new relationship, she can see the difference between these two men in her life and how she feels about herself as a result of feeling supported. Even if she maybe is thinking that a big decision she made recently may not have been the right one, he's standing by her side, giving her time and space to figure out what she would like to do next in her life. And by the way, that's what real true support is. Allowing you the time and the space to figure out what would work best for you. Not forcing anything down your throat, not throwing guilt trips on you, not telling you what you have to do. Because honestly, the only person who knows what's right for them is the person who's dealing with the issues that they're dealing with. The lesson here is simple. If you are in a relationship where you're feeling bad when you're having interactions with somebody, they trigger stuff in you, you get angry or sad or feeling guilty, maybe you need to shift relationships. Maybe you need to give yourself some chance to back off. Find yourself. Heal yourself. And then, when that is done, you can call somebody into your world who's worthy of your love and respect. Because until you give it to yourself, please be forewarned, you're never going to find another person to give it to you. You need to heal the self first. A really excellent book that I was told about by an excellent hypnosis NLP buddy of mine is called In the Meantime. You can get it for a penny on Amazon.com plus shipping. It's a really great book because it talks about how to get out of abusive relationships and the different steps one needs to go through in order to achieve this goal. Also, John Gray wrote a really excellent book called Mars and Venus Collide, which is also about healing from negative relationships. There's other books out there, but those two I would certainly suggest that you read if you find yourself in this situation, so that when you go out looking again, you'll be able to attract somebody who's truly worthy of you. And please do yourself a favor. Never settle on somebody just because you're alone. Figure out how to enjoy your life alone. Do that first. And then allow yourself to just let that person show up in a place where you're doing things that you enjoy doing anyway, where you have shared interest and values, and really be able to appreciate one another for who you are, for the Mars and Venus. We need one another. We really, really do. However, we only need each other to the degree that we can be in respectful, loving, caring, interested relationships with one another, where we're supportive of and honest with and committed to one another, regardless of what is going on in terms of the need to be present if there's some hardships. One needs to work through these hardships if you're in a truly committed relationship. And you know you're in a truly committed relationship when you realize that the person who you are there for is the person who's committed themselves to you. That is what you're looking for going forward. And that is the way that you'll create it in your life.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.